This morning, the message is going to look a little bit different. I'm going to share some thoughts about serve and what it is and my own stories, and then I'm going to invite some teenagers up here and one adult to share some stories of their experience, and then we'll wrap it all up. And there will even be a short video that we'll show. Because every summer here at Willoughby Church, we go on a serve trip. We've done this for 3 years since I've been here, and we've traveled to East Vancouver, the city of Victoria, and to Fort McMurray. And Serve, if you don't know, is a ministry of Youth Unlimited, an organization that has a long history with the Christian Reformed Church. And I really like doing Serve each year because we don't just get to go serve in a different context, but we get to go serve alongside another church and see what kind of ministries that they're a part of. You see, Serve is set up that each summer, anywhere from 30 to 70 teenagers will descend upon a church for a week and participate in the ministry that's already happening there. They work alongside the church in the diaconal work that's already going on. Think about it in a way of like supercharging the church ministry. In the past, we've worked in the backyards of church members or community members. We've cleaned garbage in the neighborhood of the church, and we often work at local nonprofits that the churches support. And these weeks can be milestone events for students. One of the reasons why these trips can be so important and formative for the faith of those who participate, the youth leaders and the youth and the volunteers, is that because it puts us in a context where we get to practice the action of our faith to meet the needs of a local congregation. The separation from the home church can be a milestone moment in which someone might begin the process of making their faith their own and not just the faith that you grew up with. In a recent study released in Canada, it confirms that events like this are the key to differentiation, the owning of one's faith apart from their parents. In weeks like this, like on Serve, faith can become very real. We get pushed beyond our comfort zones, interact with people in the community, and participate in ministry in ways we don't always get to experience. For instance, sometimes it can be difficult to travel in a 7-passenger minivan with 7 people for 20 hours straight. We also get to hear the good news of Jesus Christ in new ways from new voices. The exciting part is that we get to do it together as kind of a smaller community, a concentrated community. We get to travel together, work together, laugh together, cry together, and worship together. When we're separated from our comfortable place and thrust into a less known place, a place of unfamiliarity, we have the opportunity to see God work in ways that seem more real than before. Particularly because we get to see things afresh. God is always at work in our lives and in the lives of our young people, but in places like Serve, we can sometimes see things just a little bit more clearly. In the same way that you might appreciate the beauty of the mountains when you are visiting Banff, instead of always seeing Golden Ears to the north and Mount Baker to the south, a new environment can help us see God's handiwork and learn more about how he works in and through us in the world. So this past July, for almost 2 weeks, 20 people, supported by you guys, the congregation, drove to the wilderness of northern Alberta to serve at Evergreen CRC in Fort McMurray. We enjoyed a long day of driving from here to Edmonton, stayed the night in my old church, and we had a lovely time hanging out and enjoying the last evening together before we joined the other two churches attending Serve. When we arrived at Serve, our students made quick friends with the other churches from rural Ontario. And before we started our work on the Monday, we had the opportunity to worship with Evergreen CRC and drive past some oil sand sites and see how mining operations work. But starting on Monday, we started our work that we had set out to do. We had small groups the small groups get mixed up from all the churches, and they set out across Fort McMurray and even up to Fort Mackay, which is a reservation about 40 minutes north of Fort McMurray. And shortly, some of our team members are going to share with you some stories about those work sites. But before we do that, I want to open up Scripture and share with you the theme verse for Serve this year, and how it framed our week in northern Alberta. So if you could open your Bibles with me to Titus 2, verses 11 to 14, which can be found on page 1201 in your pew Bible. So the theme for this year's Serve trip was go do good. And this is the theme text for the year. So we spent time each day meditating on this and different aspects of it. It says, starting in verse 11, For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's a fitting theme considering the work that we set out to do, go do good, because it's not just us in Fort McMurray doing kind of work and meditating on the scripture, but in fact it was many serve sites throughout all of North America doing this. And we're excited. We left Willoughby Church eager to do good work. And we hoped that we would do good work indeed, because sometimes you can find yourself on mission trips not always doing good work and doing work that's worthwhile, but I think we would all say that we did find ourselves doing good work. And you'll hear about some of the work. You'll see some of the work that we accomplished. Some of it was building or painting or organizing things, cooking. But that's not the only work that was accomplished. And that work was important, and it meant a lot to many people and helped a great deal of folks in Fort McMurray. It was, however, the implicit message that was communicated by doing the work that was very good work to be doing. You'll hear stories of how what we might consider mundane work, that it communicated the very real love of Christ to the people of Fort McMurray and Fort Mackay. So during the week, I had an opportunity to not work with a specific group of students. Usually when you go on a serve trip as a leader, you get paired up with a group of students. I did not have to do that this year. So instead, I got to drive around each day and visit all of the work sites, which put me in a unique place where I was able to see all the students doing ministry all the time. And one of these days, I was tasked with getting some bins for a ministry. I needed to go to Canadian Tire and pick up a bunch of tote bins to help one of the ministry sites organize some clothes that had been donated. And this is an organization that helps, that's a home for unwed adolescent mothers. Rather than just simply purchasing some, because we needed many, and one of the fears of serve sites is that the worksite budget can creep up very high and very quickly, I called the manager of Canadian Tire and asked him if he would be able to donate some of the bins to the ministry. And he instructed me to come with a letter and call for him when I arrived at the till. So I went to Canadian Tire and I grabbed 10 bins and lids and headed to the till and asked for the manager to come meet me at the till. And when he arrived, I could already see that he was quite confused. He was curious about what was going on. He really wanted to know why I, a youth pastor from Langley, BC, was calling him in Fort McMurray and asking for a donation for an organization down the street from him. So I explained that I'd come here with a group of 20 youth and leaders and that we were part of a larger group that had 20 other youth and leaders from churches in Ontario, and that we were here working alongside Evergreen Church, which is a church up the hill, to do the work in the community. And you could see that in the busyness of retail management, he wasn't quite computing what was going on. He had this quizzical look on his face, and then it kind of cleared up in a moment, and then all of a sudden he asked, well, why do you need all these bins? It was one thing to request help, but another thing to see why did we need bins? Of all the work, of all the things that Canadian Tire could donate, why are they donating a bunch of plastic bins? So I proceeded to explain to him that one of the organizations is called AshFam, and they're opening a home for adolescent mothers who have nowhere else to go, and they had been flooded with donations, and they needed a way to organize them so that way these donations could be actually used. And the manager cracked a smile and excitedly did all the paperwork necessary for us to have all of the bins free of charge. But before leaving, he told me to pass on his card to AshFam and for them to call him directly if they had needed anything else to get this house ready. And guys, this is the good work that we did. This is the good work that I think Paul is writing to Titus about, to end up in a place where we are able to share our faith and our work with a Canadian Tire manager in Fort McMurray. We needed to follow the call to attend serve. We do this good work, of course, because we are hopeful. Hopeful for the coming of Christ. And in the meantime, we get to do this kind of good work, and we needed to be ready and willing to do this good work that laid in front of us. So at this time, I want to invite some teenagers, and I wasn't going to do this, but I think I'm going to invite the entire serve team up, and then just those who are speaking will speak. So if you guys could all come up here, we'll just stand right back here. And while they're coming up, before they share any stories, we're going to show one of the videos that we made on serve. And if you've been following our serve trips for the last few years, you'll know that we make YouTube videos on serve, and they're called vlogs, which is a video log, if you don't know what that is. And what they do is they document the story of the day, and we make these videos, and we post them onto the church website, so that way you all as parents and supporting church members are able to kind of follow along with us because we do this work together. You guys come to our fundraiser and support us and pray for us, and we go out and do the work. So this is a joint effort. So we want to share one of the videos that I think does a really good job of highlighting a day in the life of Serve. And this is also the video on YouTube that had the least amount of views. So hopefully that means that the least amount of you have seen it, and now you all get to see it. So Jamie Lynn, if we could play that video, and then we'll share the stories. You guys all got to stand up here for 6 minutes now.
So it's kind of a rainy, gray day this morning. Hopefully it'll get better later today. So we woke up about an hour ago, ate breakfast. I think we're gonna go to Ashbam, don't really know what that is. And we're going to the food bank today. My group is probably doing a lot of organizing stuff, shelving, packing. This will all be fun. Let's do it. Rainy day today, but it don't matter. We're gonna do our job. Yeah, we're inside. But we're gonna be happy. We're gonna do our jobs.
Eager to serve.
Eager to serve.
Woo!
Pulling up to the Ash fam.
What are we
doing? Are we organizing stuff? Okay.
Don't talk to people.
Oh, right.
No number.
No talking.
And it's a bed breakout. I think this is it.
I was
kind of
hoping
you'd
be coming around.
Welcome to Ashbam. Alrighty. So Danielle and I are gonna be sweeping out bedrooms and we're gonna be bleaching it up. We're bleaching every single bedroom, the floors, because they're dirty and they're putting in carpet tomorrow. So I'll give you a little look. So here's the big bedroom. One more, two more, three more, four more. So we got some work to do. What are you guys working on?
Testing toys.
Oh, yes.
What?
Ryan, it's your time to shine.
I-N-G-O-B, and bingo, what's his name, oh. All right, so right now we're just, there's a lot of clothes. So we're folding everything and we are putting them to, or taking them from the bags. We're folding them, now we're finding the size, and now we're putting them into boxes. Simple. Thomas, where you at, boy? We need to give them to Thomas. Thomas, we have a collection for you here. There's those ones. I think they're nice and short for you. Oh yeah, look at those blue stripes. Oh, there's not even stripes.
These are all stripes.
And there's these ones?
Oh, there's...
Look at the yellow ones. Thomas. Yeah,
yellow, they're more gold.
Oh yeah. You can be like Ronaldo, Thomas. All right, so we're gonna go out for lunch after this. We haven't decided, pretty soon. I don't know when. Where are we going, Lonnie? Oh, McDonald's. And then we're gonna go to the food bank and we're gonna probably organize stuff there too, just like here, but food, not clothes. Welcome to the food bank. So, we're gonna be, whoa, that is wet. We're gonna be unboxing soap, just like the other groups. And that should be fun. Oh yeah, my new nickname is Peter. And we're gonna be throwing them into the bin. And maybe we'll get some free soap. Welcome to my humble home.
Jump on it.
Jump.
Jump!
Oh,
are you squishing
grapes
now?
Whoa.
No,
it smelled like.
I know!
I got a whiff of bad and then I got a whiff of good.
So we're gonna be cleaning off the graffiti. Smash that like button and don't forget to subscribe. Hello!
Oh,
like and comment! Subscribe! Smash that like button!
No!
So it started to rain. I don't know how well you can see me. It started to rain. So it's pretty fun. We're taking the rain and with dangerous chemicals and graffiti. But it's good! It's good! We're good! We're serving! We'll continue working the rain for like another hour.
An hour.
And then we'll go back.
We go swimming. We like
Yeah, it is kind of cold. Yeah, we'll go swimming.
Look at this progress.
We did.
There's nothing.
All right, how was our day today?
It was amazing.
It was so great. Much fun.
It was good.
Barn.
It was good.
Our day was pretty good. Shout out to Shelly. Shelly was the lady at
and
Ashram.
Peanut. And Peanut with the
And Peanut.
Heart.
Shout out to Peanut, the dog. We out.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Amanda. Okay. This morning, I'm going to focus on not what we did, but who we did it with. On this particular serve mission trip, I gained a second shadow. I have to be completely honest and say I felt honored to be deemed worthy of attention and looked at for affirmation, because this is all you can ask for. So, my companion was a resident of Fort Mac, Adia, a 7-year-old short, blonde-haired extrovert. We ate together, sang together, drew together. Before that week, I had never met her, and if I hadn't gone on serve, I probably never would have. But because I did, I had the privilege of getting to spend time with her, as well as all the other youth groups that went to Fort Mac and the church itself. I remember when we first arrived at the church, there was a talk going on that we all went into the sanctuary to listen to. Our youth group sat on the left side of the sanctuary, and you could almost feel the strong magnetic pull to look over at the other groups. Thomas and Matea were enthusiastic about getting to know them as soon as possible. So once we were all unpacked, we went outside and played card games. Dutch Blitz and Phase 10 were sidelines of fun conversations and playful banter with the other groups as we started to get to know them. Even though none of the youth groups had met before, because of our eagerness to serve Christ, we were able to have those easy discussions so quickly. I don't know if any of you know this, but one of the unique components of Youth Unlimited serve trips is that each youth group is split up and divided into about 7 different groups. These are the people you spend 4 days serving with, going to different sites like Ashram or soup kitchens. Because of this, by the end of the week, a lot of us set our alarms for 4 a.m. to say goodbye to one of the Ontario groups. Starting the week as strangers and ending it as close friends who went through an awful lot together. I saw God working through our teams as we joined forces and connected, sharing our pain, sorrow, joy, and happiness, and how we work together to serve to the best of our abilities and show God's love to others. Thank you.
Good morning. For everyone that might not know me, I'm Thomas Kohlein. I'm going to be giving you a view into my experiences on this year's serve trip. So on July 5th, our serve team left our church early in the morning and started the long drive to Fort McMurray. It's funny because I didn't expect the car ride to be as much fun as it was, but looking back, some of my favorite memories were made in our cars. For example, using the walkie-talkies as replacement for our phones, trying to get out of the ditch in the median of a massive highway with our 3 minivans, and of course, throwing gummies out of the window and trying to get the other cars to catch them in their mouths. When we finally arrived at Fort McMurray, we started to get to know everyone there and slowly became friends with strangers. The thing that stood out to me the most throughout the trip and afterwards was the amazing hospitality of our host church. They made our meals, gave us places to sleep, and gave us everything we needed to be able to serve the community. Although they signed up for doing all of that, when they said that they would have our church and the two others from Ontario, they did a lot more than just meet the requirements and made us all feel at home. The amazing community that they had there was so easy to catch on to, and soon enough we were all a part of their community, and I don't think we would have felt so welcomed had they not been as kind as they were. Serve is mainly about serving the community and helping others, but there is also the perks of getting to know others from different churches and becoming a part of a community, which makes the trip so much more memorable. Being in Fort McMurray and meeting all of those wonderful people really showed me that what being kind can do, and serving with an open heart rubs off on people and doesn't go unnoticed. We don't know exactly where we're going next year for Serve, but I'm just as excited to get to know new people and be a part of a new community. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Tim Van Hemert, and I came along as a chaperone with this bunch. And three of my boys were on this trip, so I thought, well, why not? I can come too. And, you know, my boys tend to embarrass me a little bit, so I tried to pretend I didn't know them the whole time. Actually, it was the other way around, but that's okay. It was pretty awesome getting to know this group of teenagers. After 10 days, parents, I feel your pain. They were really awesome, actually. They were all hard workers. They just got along really well. And one of the really cool things is that we didn't bring phones along, and I think everyone could kind of become human again. They were able to just get along great with one another, plus the other churches as well. You saw a couple of the different Serve sites on the video. There were other ones as well, such as Soup Kitchen, Reserve up north, and a few other ones. Oh, the community gardens was a really big one. They spent a lot of time working in the church's community gardens, and that's actually a ministry they have to their community. We have a community garden here, but theirs is quite a bit bigger and widespread, and I think it's even more used by the community than what we have here. And there's actually people that have joined the church because of the gardens. They've come and that's what kind of brought them in. The growing season there is really short. I'm sure they've had snow already by now, and so they have a really intense, short gardening season, but the whole church is involved, and it's pretty amazing. Speaking of the church, it's a much smaller church than here. I think if you were to take everybody in this sanctuary right now and tell you to bring your sleeping bags and sleep in the Sunday school rooms, that's about how much room we had, I think. It's a much smaller church. Girls were upstairs, boys were downstairs. But even though it was a smaller church, a smaller congregation, I was pretty amazed by how involved the members of the congregation were. There were 46 of us between the three churches, and they just tirelessly worked and fed us. Their kitchen was tiny, yet they were able to feed us amazingly well and take such good care of us. It was quite an amazing community. Their pastor, Pastor Josh, was also a pretty amazing guy. He had his fingers in many pots all around the community, all from a drama camp to the community gardens to all kinds of things. And he also played all the instruments, did all the song leadership, all the song leading. It was pretty incredible, but quite a church, quite a good experience. And I'm glad I went. So if you are an adult who would like to chaperone one of these trips, I highly recommend it.
Thanks, Tim. All right, you guys can all go sit down now. Thanks for coming up here. And let's give them a round of applause for our Serve team. I hope that gives you all a little bit more of a view into what the life of Serve is like. But remember that manager from Canadian Tire? He did good work too. When I arrived at AshFam, if you remember the story from a few minutes ago, and to deliver those donated buckets to the students who were organizing the clothes, Shelley, the director there, was nearly in tears at the thought that a place like Canadian Tire was willing to support her ministry in Fort McMurray. Brothers and sisters in Christ, these students and many others were eager to do good work in Fort McMurray this past summer. They were eager to serve their fellow students, to serve the host church and the community that surrounds Evergreen CRC. And I love reading this verse from our passage today, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of Jesus Christ. We are in the midst of waiting and hoping for that reappearance. And in the meantime, as this passage urges us, we are to say no to ungodliness and be eager to do what is good. And this past summer, that's exactly what we did and what we continue to do, not because we are supposed to, but because we get to. We get to do good things. But why do we get to do good things? We get to do good things because we want to give the people around us a glimpse of what the kingdom of heaven will be like. The kingdom of heaven will be like a church stuffed into a tiny kitchen to feed 46 people breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, and doing it with smiles on their faces. The kingdom of heaven will be like the students who had to dig trenches while smoked ribs were wafting over the gardens. The kingdom of heaven will be like the Canadian Tire manager who's willing to give up his time and his resources at a store to support a ministry that needs the support. And it's amazing to be a part of that ministry and get to see what that is like. And our students and myself and Tim and Dylan and Jamie were able to see that firsthand of what it can be like to serve and how that can affect us. And it wasn't always the work that affected us, but sometimes it was the hospitality or the attention or the smiles or the hugs or whatever it was that affected us. Because when you're there, it's literally just like a circle of love going around all the time, from students to students, from host to guests, and it's really amazing. We go on a trip like this each year, and it's a milestone event for many. Memories are made, and the presence of God is experienced in ways that will develop and strengthen our faith. You don't need to go on a serve trip to do this, though. You can do this already, and so many of you are. Just this past Tuesday evening, I was sitting in the fireside room with our pastoral elders and was encouraged by the amount of good that is done by them, our devoted brothers and sisters who visit and care for and pray with you all. And they do it eagerly, and it's because they get to, because they want to show the gospel and they want to show you all glimpses of what the kingdom of heaven is like. As you heard this morning from the serve participants, sometimes going on a trip like this helps us to understand how God works in new ways, or helps us to see ways that we are gifted in ministry that we have not seen before. And sometimes it helps us to see how God is already working, even though we kind of already know it, but we get to see it in a new way. I want to encourage all of you here this morning to continue doing the good work that you are doing while we wait for the blessed appearance of Jesus Christ. This work will not only orient your heart, but it will orient the hearts of those around you to the kingdom of God and the grace and love that Jesus offers us. And if you feel this morning as though you're not doing good work, but you are eager to, please connect with a pastor or a friend and let them or us help and encourage you to find some of that good work to be doing. We do the good work because we want to and because we get to, and God will work in and through that good work because he wants to work through it as well. He wants to call us all to him, and we are a part of that plan. Serve is a part of that plan. Let's pray together. Lord, we look forward to when you will come again. We eagerly wait for that time. However, in the meantime, instill us with an eagerness to do the good work, and to the good work that will build and share your kingdom here on earth at this time. Bless our work and work through it, we pray. Amen.